Welcome to our third episode of the Darling and Darling podcast. I'm Simi and this is Tim, and today we're going to talk about journaling and why we journal or why we do this stuff. So the first question is, why journaling and do you even journal?
Yes, I definitely do journal. I even try to do it every day. I don't always manage, but actually this year, most of the days I have already journaled, so I'm good on track here. How about you?
I'm also journaling, but I'm more of a inconsistent journaler. Yeah, I think that's how you say it. And I do it, from time to time. Like, for example, when big life changes are happening, when a lot of stuff is going on in my life, I have a lot of chaos, then I'm mostly journaling about my feelings and about what's happening. And sometimes I also do it to kind of get a focus on what to do next and how to do it. And I sometimes also do it because then I feel more in control of the situation I'm in.
That makes a lot of sense. And also why I'm journaling daily, because it feels like my life is always changing, it's always chaotic, and I always have to focus on how to manage that and what to do next. So now I understand why I do it daily. So thank you for that insight. And yeah, for me it's sometimes the case that when I start, I do it mostly in the morning. I do my morning routine and I get up earlier than I would need to. And most of the times, the first thing I do in the morning is taking my journal and write something down. And sometimes I just don't know what to write about. And sometimes that stays that way. I write a few sentences and I just don't know what to write about. And then I reach the end of the page and then I close it again. But sometimes I just write a few sentences and then something comes up and I figure that it's a really good topic to write about that, and maybe something else pops up. So sometimes it's the case that I start journaling and I don't know what to write about, and then I end up writing like 3 or 4 pages in that journal, and I get some really nice insights from that.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you just don't know, and sometimes you journal so endlessly. Like, sometimes pages are just non-existent anymore in a grand scheme. I tried to journal for a long, long time before I actually did it like I do it now. And in the process of it, I started to write to somebody, but like not with the person in mind, but just that I ride into the abyss, into the great unknown, something like that. So I'm always like, hey, my day was like this or this, or I'm experiencing this and this. And maybe it's also to my future self or something. I don't really know, but I always address it. It's like a little letter to somebody else, because it helps me in great, it really helps me to grasp situations and to get all of my emotions out if I'm not writing it to myself, for myself, per se. Do you understand what I mean by that?
I definitely do, yes. It's the same for me. I also write it like someone would read it, even though I know that probably most of it will not be read. But it helps to have that. And I think it's also natural, because if you write something, usually someone reads it. So you just have that feeling. But let's get one step back again, especially for our listeners who have never journaled. How did you start doing that?
I think I was 12 years old or something, maybe 13. I don't know. But I was walking through store with like really cool notebooks and stuff, and also with like ready diaries you can like lock and unlock, and I always wanted to lock and unlock something like that. And I really, really wanted to start a diary or journal. And then I asked my mom, and she got me that journal. I still have it somewhere. And then I started to write in it, and I really, really wanted to write every day. I also wrote down all of the dates I wanted to write. But at some point, life happened and I got busy, and then I forgot about it. And in between, I actually lost it for, 2 months or something. And then I never did do it daily. And then I did it with like really big stuff that was troubling for me and was really stirring up a lot of emotions. So I journaled about that. And then as I grew older, I understood that it doesn't matter. You don't have to wait for big changes or for big emotions to journal about. You can just journal about your everyday life and what you want to do there. And then I did it frequently in between, and then life just got in the way and I stopped doing it again. And then I picked it up and put it down and picked it up and put it down. So it's more of a occasional thing for me at the moment. How about you?
I started when I was 17. And I think the reason was there was the time I was watching some YouTube videos about self-development and self-help, and I made the first steps into these areas. And I think I watched just a few videos about journaling and what that is, what you can do there. And then I decided I want to start that. So I took my bicycle into the city and just went into a store and looked around and decided for a neat journal that I liked. And then I started writing into it. And just like with you, I also had different phases where I sometimes, like over a few months, I wrote daily or nearly daily into it. And then other periods, I didn't write at all for several months. And then usually either something happened and I realized, or I just wanted to write about it, so I picked it up again. Or sometimes I also realized that I just missed it, that I just didn't do it anymore. And I realized that it used to help me a lot, because I used to write and I used to reflect my feelings by writing about it, and I used to develop new strategies for my life and stuff like that. And then I had these moments where I looked back and I realized, man, I've not done that in a long time. And then I decided I will start doing it again. So I had these phases, and they were different lengths, different reasons to go into another phase again. But right now I'm back into this journaling phase, and I'm really enjoying it.
When do you normally journal? Like, when are the times, or when do you make time to journal? Like, what are the... Yeah, when do you journal?
As I've already mentioned, it's most of the times in the morning. And sometimes I also journal during the day, especially when I have something on my mind. Or sometimes I don't have my morning routine, I get up late, and then stuff happens during the day. And then it can happen that I just feel really bad, and I have the feeling I need an intervention here. And then sometimes I take out my journal and write something, or I just have something on my mind that I want to put on paper, and I do that. Or, for example, what I also do sometimes is when I read a book, for example, or I listen to something, and either that inspires something within me to write about, or they have a specific journal prompt, like we started having here on the podcast. And then I just, if I have the time, if it's if it fits right there, then I just take out my journal and write about it. Or if it's not that urgent, I also sometimes keep it for the next day. And when I have my morning routine, I write about it then. So most of the entries I have happened in the morning for me. Another thing that we decided that we wanted to talk about is finding the right journal and also finding the right pen to write with. What do you want to say about that?
I think it's really important to think about on which paper you like to write. Is it if it doesn't matter which paper it is, then that's really optimal actually. But if you like lined paper, for example, your journal should be in lined with lines. If you like it squared or gridded, then your journal should reflect that. Or if you just want a dotted paper, then you should look out for a journal that has that. And I think it's really important to think about that in the beginning, because it should be joyful and it should be something that brings you joy when you do it. And if you don't have the stuff that makes you want to pick it up and write with it, then it doesn't really work that well. It's always a little bit of a battle then to pick it up again and write in it. That's why I stopped to use my first journal at some point, because it was just not the format I needed. It wasn't the paper I wanted or that I needed. So I looked out for another. And then I found a beautiful one. It looks a bit old and like it's new, but it looks like a really, really old book from, I don't know, the 1400s or something. And I really liked it, and then I looked into it and the paper was feeling really amazing, so I picked that one up, and I still have that one, so I stuck with it. And then I also tried different pens. Like, if you really like fountain pens, then write with that. I flip around some from time to time, so sometimes I use a fountain pen. I also used it in like with blue ink, with black ink, depending on my mood and what I want to, how I wanted to write. I also use gel pens, I use fine liners, I use almost everything, ballpoint pen. It depends on my mood, what I have with me, and with what I want to write. So you shouldn't be hesitant, it shouldn't look neat or nice. It's a reflection of you and the moment you write it. So if you want to write with a fountain pen on that day, and you, before that you only wrote with a ballpoint pen or something like that, just write with a fountain pen. Just use the pen you want to use and you feel comfortable with. And also, if you look for a pen, look for one that is gentle for your hand. Like if you write 10 pages in your journal and you have a pen where you have to hold it in a really weird position, your hand will cramp and it will hurt. And that's not the goal of journaling, to make your hand hurt. So I think it's really important to look out for these things. And yes. How about you?
I also got myself a fountain pen, a new one, when I got this journal. And I always have this fountain pen with my journal. So when I take my journal with me somewhere, I also take this fountain pen with me. And I really like this, because with that, it was something special for me. And it always was, it still is something special, because basically nothing else I write with a fountain pen. So that's just special for me. With the journal itself, it's a bit different as with you, because I took a journal that just looks usual, I would say. And I think my motivation was that I didn't want to have that feeling that I could destroy it with something, or that it had to be perfect what I write into it. But I just wanted to have that feeling that it's just a normal notebook and I can do with it whatever I want. So I think that really helped me to just take it out, write something in it, and it doesn't matter if it makes sense, doesn't matter if it's all correct that I write in it, if I make mistakes, if I use wrong words, doesn't matter, because it's just a notebook, you know?
Yeah, what I also find really important, or what I just thought about, is sometimes I also don't even write in my in my journal. Sometimes I just draw in it, or I put something in I got, for example, little letters or something that's stuck in there. I just put it in. So sometimes it doesn't even have to be writing. It can be so much more. I have pages in there where I just put down some stickers because I found them cool, or I had fun just being creative in it. It's just a reflection of you, for like to put it down somewhere. And if you feel sad or something, or you, at one time I was really struggling with like relationships and finding friends and stuff like that. So I just drew something that was capturing that. At some point I was really, really sad and was crying a lot, and I actually wanted to write something in my journal, but I just couldn't, because I was just overwhelmed, and writing through tears, it's sometimes a bit difficult. And like the page is still blank. It just has some dried up teardrops in it. So I just was like, okay, this stays blank, because that page was for that emotion. And the next day I started a new one and was like, okay, that's a new start now. So it doesn't even have to be that much in it for it to be valuable or helpful.
Yeah, I also would encourage anyone to experiment with that. So try different techniques. You may also conduct some research, listen to other podcasts, watch videos on YouTube about that. There are many great tips out there. Maybe you want to just use the free writing that we have also mentioned a few times. Or you might want to make like a gratitude practice where you just write down a few things you are grateful for each day. I've also, like when I was watching videos about self-help, I sometimes would write down the few takeaways I got from that or from books I read. I did that. At some point I experimented with something I read about. It's like when someone says something nice about you, that you write it down. I tried that out. And also, like Zimi has it, I also glued some small letters in, or I think I even in one journal, I have something I got in a fortune cookie. I got a really nice quote that I liked, so I glued it in. Or when I was reading in the Bible a few times, I found a really nice verse that just inspired me. And I wrote that one down in my journal and added my thoughts to it. So experiment with it, be creative, and you can do whatever you want with it. I also used my journal to draw down some mind maps and gather some ideas. So don't feel the urge to have it perfect in there, but experiment with it and then it will get perfect automatically. That's my experience.
Yeah, and I also think you can just view it as a little friend you want to take with you everywhere, because you can put everything in there and you can also cross-reference it later on and like look at little mind maps you have done or something like that. So it's just something you take with you, like ideally you take with you wherever you go, so you have it with you.
I think we will wrap it up at that point. Just like in the last episode, we have a journaling prompt for you. And we didn't want to make it too crazy with like journal about journaling or something like that.
But it would have been really meta to journal about journaling. I mean, just think about it.
Yes, it was a hard choice to not to not make something like that. But we just decided for something that like a prompt that we might be using every time we journal. So it's what we also find quite easy to write about, and what we want you, or what we want to inspire you to write about, what we encourage you to write about. Just write down these questions and then try to answer them as good as you can. And maybe you will just write down one sentence or one word even. That's fine. Or maybe it will be pages you will need to answer them, and everything is completely fine. Just be honest with yourself, and if you get to another question by answering that question, just write on, because you will only benefit from that in the long term. So just use that and see what will come out. And the first question that we have prepared for you is, how am I today? So we want to encourage you to just write that question down, how am I today, and write about it, answer that for yourself. And the second question is, what have I done today, and what am I planning to do? So depending on the time, it might be more that you have already done if it's in the evening, or it's more that you have planned on doing when it's in the morning. Write down both and see where it will lead you.
Yeah, and with that, we will say goodbye for now, and we will see you around in the next episode. And you can also look at our website. It's darling-and-darling.com. So yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff there. And if you have some feedback or something, there's also a contact form for you to just write us and say hello. So until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Until the next time.